Hi everybody, welcome to English for You. I'm Pat.
And I'm Jeffrey.
And today we're going to be talking about an amazing place, okay? It's called the Appalachian Mountains. But I need to know, Jeffrey, where are the Appalachian Mountains?
The Appalachian Mountains are a mountain range,
okay,
which is a group of mountains, and they exist in the eastern part of North America.
Right.
Mostly in the United States.
Okay, so there's some in Canada as well, maybe?
The very top of the mountain range exists in Canada.
Okay.
As I said, it's mostly in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And today we will be looking at our article titled Wild Appalachia.
Mm-hmm.
Reading.
Wild Appalachia. The Appalachian Mountains stretch for 1,500 miles along the eastern coast of the U.S. The peaks of Appalachia rose roughly 480 million years ago, so it is one of the oldest mountain ranges on Earth. Animal Planet's Wild Appalachia explores the beauty and wonder of these mountains with a special focus on wildlife. Since the Appalachians exist in a temperate climate zone, its features change along with the seasons. In the middle of winter, the land is covered with snow and ice, and temperatures get down to minus 29 degrees Celsius. A legend says that if a groundhog wakes up in February and stays awake, winter will be over soon. A surer sign of spring, however, is when the winter ice melts completely. Several animals, such as black bears and groundhogs, meet the spring by waking up for the first time in months. After hibernating through the winter, these animals have nothing on their minds but getting a bite to eat. Raccoons, who have been happily hunting all winter long, must now share their food sources with other mammals.
Let's begin the article. It starts saying the Appalachian Mountains stretch for 1,500 miles along the eastern coast of the U.S.
That is a long range of mountains. So we say they stretch between or along two places. That kind of means they're just stretched all the way along, like one unbroken line.
You might think the word stretch means stretching your muscles before or after you exercise. But you can also use this word to talk about a very large area. If you say it stretches from A to B,
mm-hmm,
it just means that it is that large. It goes all the way from point A to point B.
Okay, the article continues. The peaks of Appalachia rose roughly 480 million years ago, so it is one of the oldest mountain ranges on Earth. Now here, this word peak, P-E-A-K, peak, means the top point of something, often a mountain, the peak of a mountain, or you could talk about the peak of your career, the best point, the highest point of your career. So here's a sentence, we can't climb all the way to the peak of the mountain because the snow is too heavy.
That's right. Often the peak of the mountain, or maybe always the peak of the mountain, is colder than the bottom of the mountain.
Mm-hmm.
That's why the peaks of mountains are often covered with snow or ice.
Yep. Okay, we also saw the word roughly, spelled R-O-U-G-H-L-Y, roughly. And we use this just to show a guess rather than an exact number. So roughly 480 million years. Of course, we can't measure that time exactly. No one was there. Another sentence, we could say the park is roughly 2 kilometers from here. So you can walk there in roughly 15 minutes. A double example.
There is another famous mountain range in the United States and Canada called the Rocky Mountains.
Right.
Now, the Rocky Mountains are a much younger mountain range, and that's why they are so rocky. Because when a mountain range first forms, it can have very sharp peaks. But over millions and millions of years, because of rain and wind, the peaks actually drop down a little bit. They get smoother. Mm-hmm. So the Appalachian Mountains do not look like the Rocky Mountains. They're older, they're smoother, and they're more forested on their peaks. The peaks are not quite so high.
That's cool. Okay, so this article is about Animal Planet's Wild Appalachia, okay? And this show explores the beauty and wonder of these mountains with a special focus on wildlife.
Mm, now, okay. Wildlife is just how it sounds. It's things that are alive in the wild. Mm-hmm. Wildlife can be anything alive in nature, but usually means animals, especially large, scary animals like lions and tigers and bears.
Oh my!
That's right. A pet dog or a pet cat would not be wildlife. Even though it's alive, it's not in the wild.
Mm-hmm. Okay, the article goes on. Since the Appalachians exist in a temperate climate zone, its features change along with the seasons. So temperate means kind of away from the equator and the tropical areas. It means where the weather is kind of cold in the winter and warm in the summer, kind of like a lot of Europe and North America.
That's right. And so these seasons change the features of the Appalachian Mountains. Now, a feature is a quality that something shows or presents. And it's often physical, something you can see or touch. So there is a very famous actress, Scarlett Johansson.
Mm-hmm.
She's a beautiful actress.
And
I think her best feature is her big blue eyes.
Really?
They're very pretty.
Okay, so I've seen her. I'd say it's her legs.
Okay, well, she has many wonderful features. But a feature is just one part of something that you can observe.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're talking about how these features of the mountain range change with the seasons because it's a temperate climate. So, when I went to high school, I lived near Chicago.
Okay.
This is a city in the United States. The winters are very cold, and the summers are very hot. And that's what a temperate climate is like. You get a little bit of everything.
Mm-hmm.
You have four very distinct or clear seasons: spring, summer, fall, winter.
Okay. Now, the article is going to start us off in winter. It says, in the middle of winter, the land is covered with snow and ice, and temperatures get down to minus 29 degrees Celsius. Now, that is well below freezing. Water will turn to ice very quickly. Have you ever felt this kind of cold?
Well, I have felt this kind of cold maybe two or three times while I was growing up in Chicago.
Wow.
Sometimes in the summer, it can be 29 degrees Celsius.
That's nice.
And then in the winter, minus 29 degrees Celsius, which is not nice.
No, not nice at all. I've only been minus 19 is the coldest I've ever been in New York City, and that was enough for me.
All right, well, talking about the winter in the Appalachian Mountains, the article says, a legend says that if a groundhog wakes up in February and stays awake, winter will be over soon.
Mm.
Okay, there's even a holiday, Groundhog Day.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a famous legend. A legend is a story that is not true, but it's usually very old and often explains something about nature.
Yep.
Okay, in Chinese culture, the legend of the white snake is one of the oldest stories around. I believe in Chinese it's called Bai She Juan.
I couldn't say. What's a groundhog, though? It's obviously some kind of animal. What does it look like?
A groundhog is a rodent. Now, a rodent is...
kind of like a rat or a mouse.
A
but
rat,
this one's like a
squirrel.
Yeah, bigger version,
it's
right?
It's a little bit larger. It's pretty cute. It's got big cheeks, and when it eats, its cheeks get very big and has big teeth. And Americans just love this holiday. It's really fun. Especially because you can get your hopes up that winter will be over soon.
Okay.
But, you know, you can't really rely on the groundhog.
Yeah, that doesn't work, does it?
To predict
really?
The weather. No, but it's a fun holiday.
Okay.
It's just a legend, as we said.
We often say that when you hear the first cuckoo start making a noise, I think it's a cuckoo, certain bird, then you know, okay, spring is here. We've heard the first cuckoo.
Okay, well, that is one way. However, the article tells us a better way.
Okay.
A surer sign of spring, however, is when the winter ice melts completely.
I see.
So during the winter, it gets very cold in these mountains, and there will be ice for several months until the spring comes and it melts. Now, melt, spelled M-E-L-T, is when a solid turns to a liquid. For example, ice melts and becomes water. You know, I love eating ice cream on a sunny day.
Yeah, me too.
The only problem is that it melts so quickly and it drips all over your hands.
You've got to eat that thing pretty quickly. Now, when spring starts to appear in the Appalachian Mountains, obviously there are going to be lots of changes. Some of them will be to do with plants, things will start to grow, and some of them are to do with animals. The article explains more. It says several animals, such as black bears and groundhogs, which we've just mentioned, meet the spring by waking up for the first time in months. So these animals sleep through the winter and then just wake up when spring arrives. They somehow know it's time.
Yeah, that's amazing that an animal can sleep for so long. And I'm not sure whether any animals in Taiwan hibernate. Although bears are famous for hibernating.
Insects?
It's possible. I'm not sure if you would call that hibernating.
You don't see many cockroaches in winter.
That's a good point. But the very famous Formosan black bear actually does not hibernate. And bears are so famous for hibernating during the winter. At least in North America, they're famous for doing just that. And lots of other animals do. The groundhog does, of course. And when these animals wake up for the first time in a long time, this is how they meet the spring. They are ready to get out and be active and live their lives. They're tired of sleeping. They could sleep for weeks, even months.
Yeah.
It's
the
amazing.
Article says, after hibernating through the winter, these animals have nothing on their minds but getting a bite to eat. So this word hibernate, which is spelled H-I-B-E-R-N-A-T-E, that's the verb, hibernate, that is the word we use to describe sleeping through the whole winter and waking up in spring. When they've finished, they obviously feel really hungry, and they want to get a bite to eat. Now, to get a bite to eat just means get something to eat. Could be something big, could be something small. It's just getting something to eat, really. It's also this article's shortcut for you. So let's take a look at the video and learn a bit more about this phrase.
Shortcut for you.
Hey, are you ready to go to the night market?
Yes, finally. I'm so hungry.
Me too. Let's start off by grabbing a bite to eat.
Just one bite. That's not enough food.
Getting a bite to eat just means eating food or having a small meal.
Okay, I got it. Get a bite to eat means 吃点东西。
We can go to the chicken shop and get a bite to eat there.
And then go to the noodle shop and eat there too.
Will that be enough food for you?
No, we should get a bite to eat at the ice cream shop also.
All right. Let's go. Welcome back. All right, so back to the Appalachian Mountains, where lots of animals are awake and hungry. Except raccoons, who have been happily hunting all winter long, must now share their food sources with other mammals. So raccoons are mammals. Mammals are furry animals with hair.
Yeah, warm-blooded. They give birth to live babies and they produce milk. Those are the things that make up mammals.
But raccoons do not hibernate. So they're pretty happy during the winter. But when all these other animals wake up, they have to share their food sources.
What a nightmare.
Now, a source is where or what something comes from. So I used to get all my news from the television.
Mm-hmm.
But now my main source is the internet.
Yes. Yeah, me too. I get most of mine. That's my main news source as well. Okay, that's the end of today's article. It's not the end of our feature on the Appalachians. We'll be back tomorrow to talk about some of the other seasons you would see there. But for now, it's time to move on to our For You chat question.
For You chat.
Here is today's For You chat question.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any time of year that you would like to hibernate through? Which one?
Well, yes. Like a lot of the animals in today's article, I would like to hibernate through the winter. But not just the winter. I would also maybe cut out late autumn and early spring. Basically, I love hot weather. And so I only want to be awake during the hot weather. So if I could just wait until, you know, the temperature reaches a certain point and then, all right, switch me off, hibernate until it gets hot enough again, then you can wake me up. Bring me out again for the summer. What about you?
Well, Pat, it sounds like you are sleeping through a good chunk of the year, a really big part. You're missing some great stuff.
Nah.
First of all, I think the beginning of spring is great.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's when bears wake up. That's when trees become green again.
Mm.
The sun shines and you can go outside and enjoy it.
No, it's raining all the time. I want to sleep through the rainy bits.
Well, let me finish. I would sleep through the dog days of summer.
Mm.
Now, the dog days of summer are the hottest, most miserable days of summer. And that usually takes place in August, I would say. So I would just sleep through the whole month of August. I'm done with it. I don't need it. I want to sleep.
Sure. Now, I'd actually, if the problem is, if I slept through every cold or rainy day in my home country, I'd only be awake for maybe 2 days out of the year, because that's all the summer Britain gets, sadly. Speaking of summer, don't forget to join us tomorrow for part two of this article, where we'll find out what the animals of Appalachia do during the summer, the fall or autumn, and how they get ready for winter. Okay, we're going to look at lots of interesting animals and the things they do during the different seasons, so don't miss that. But for now, for English for You, I'm Pat.
And I'm Jeffrey.
And we'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Wild Appalachia. The Appalachian Mountains stretch for 1,500 miles along the eastern coast of the U.S. The peaks of Appalachia rose roughly 480 million years ago, so it is one of the oldest mountain ranges on Earth. Animal Planet's Wild Appalachia explores the beauty and wonder of these mountains, with a special focus on wildlife. Since the Appalachians exist in a temperate climate zone, its features change along with the seasons. In the middle of winter, The land is covered with snow and ice, and temperatures get down to minus 29 degrees Celsius. A legend says that if a groundhog wakes up in February and stays awake, winter will be over soon. A surer sign of spring, however, is when the winter ice melts completely. Several animals, such as black bears and groundhogs, meet the spring by waking up for the first time in months. After hibernating through the winter, these animals have nothing on their minds but getting a bite to eat. Raccoons, who have been happily hunting all winter long, must now share their food sources with other mammals.
Vocabulary Review.
Peak. We are only halfway up the mountain. It will take another hour to reach the peak. Roughly. I was roughly 20 years old when I got my first job, but I can't say exactly how old I was. Feature. Larry is a handsome man, and his best feature is his thick black hair. Legend. There is a legend that says anyone who sees a shooting star will get their wish granted. Melt. We brought some ice cream to the picnic, but it melted very quickly. Source. Australia is a major source of valuable minerals for other countries.